seek to set up signposts of God's presence. Our lives and ministries are to reveal tangible signs of God's provision and this reign. In and through the lives of God's faithful, joyful, hopeful people, the church, and invisible expressions of our life and worship, whether as scattered or gathered together, through us, others are to see that God has not left this world to itself. We do not bring in the kingdom, nor the world to come in its fullness. Jesus will finally bring that. But we can set up signs that point to His and its presence already, and to some aspects of what it will be like when He comes again. The fullness of beauty, truth, justice, rightness are very near indeed. By setting up these signs and pointers, we thus draw people to Christ who are hungry and thirsty for that life to come, for its justice and truth and beauty, for the world being turned right side up. Through our loving, caring, pointed actions, we make people curious to know, and they will ask us to explain why our lives reveal such hope. Missioners have such a view of God's purposes and plans that they encompass all of life and all of creation. God will purify and restore all of the dirty and broken rooms of creation, making a new creation wherein we will continue to serve as His priests and kings and queens in worship and in mission. We cannot bring in the fullness of the kingdom, but we can set up signs, evidence of kingdom coming, so that the people around us will be hungry and thirsty for what is fully promised in Christ. In all of the rooms of creation, whether in culture or business, medicine, education, politics, or wherever, there the people of God, the church, are, thank God it's Monday, through the days of their week. The local church is like the entrance hall to the larger kingdom house. In the local church, Christians gather weekly to worship, to remind themselves of who loves them, to hear again the message of mission and our responsibility in the world. There we nurture our little ones in the faith and new ones who have come to Jesus because of our missional enterprise. We want, therefore, to have a biblical understanding that knows the difference between the world, that is, as a place and attitude of rebellion against God's rule, and the creation, which is the Creator's good gift, even if somewhat marred, but yet to be received with thanksgiving and used with joy and purpose for God's glory by God's faithful and being restored believers. Mission-shaped living occurs in the midst of these many normal and natural human and creaturely life pursuits on this planet, through the various disciplines, vocations, pursuits, and places of our daily life. We are not always together as the gathered local church, for Jesus' disciples are also scattered daily into all the various rooms of creation, there to pursue for God's glory and our neighbor's good our vocational callings in a wide variety of holistic pursuits. In those realms and contexts, we may find Christians at work in exploring and living out their vocations in Christ, helping to reveal, even in this time and in these places, the beginnings of justice and beauty and truth, which will come in its fullness one day. By setting up these signs and pointers, we thus draw people to Christ who are hungry and thirsty for that life to come, for its justice and truth and beauty, for the world being turned right side up. Through our loving, caring, pointed actions, we make people curious to know, and they will ask us to explain why our lives reveal such hope.